Hello, everyone. This is Randy Curry, founder and executive director of InsiderMusicTrivia.com with another episode of Insider Interviews. We're here today with Ms. Christy Miller, a solo country recording artist that is doing very well on the country music charts. Hello, Christy, and thanks for joining us. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today.
Oh, Randy, it's good to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
You are certainly welcome. Christy, give us a little background about yourself, where you grew up, when you got interested in music, and the chain of events that led you to writing and performing country music.
Well, I was born in Seattle, Washington, and when I was 3 years old, I decided to move away to grow up in the South. And I've been in Berea, Kentucky ever since, and My father was actually an award-winning gospel music songwriter. I came from a very musical household. Yes, and his name is Doug Miller. And my mother, Marty Miller, played guitar and sang, and she would take me around to churches, and we would sing, and people would say that we reminded them of the Judds, and my mother would always laugh and say, no, we're really more like Thelma and Louise. And we did that for years, and shortly after high school, I lost my mother from complications with Crohn's disease, and I took over the family business, which is a Christian newspaper called The Seeker, and I now have a wonderful staff who helps me keep the paper going while I travel to shows, and we average about 150 dates a year, and at one of those shows in Nashville, Tennessee, at the Nashville Palace, Mr. Bruce Elrod with Cashbox Records discovered me and signed me and changed my life. I've never traveled more, and it's been wonderful.
Jeez, what an exciting thing to happen there. So Bruce actually was the one that caught one of your shows and liked your style of music.
He's been wonderful.
Wow. Now, who are some of the recording artists that inspired you to start writing and performing music?
Well, Billy Joel, Dolly Parton, Brad Paisley, and Paul McCartney.
My goodness, what a combination. And a nice combination of different styles of music.
Yes, my dad was a record collector. He had thousands upon thousands records from different genres, so I got to hear a wide variety that influenced me musically.
You know, growing up as a child, there music was on both sides of my family there, and you know, I often tell this story that you know my brother and I would go spend a couple of weeks with my mother's parents in Mount Ida, Arkansas, and we always seemed to get there right at the height of revival season. I mean, this was in the days back in the 50s and 60s where they had these huge tents. And I'm telling you, people had, and they think I'm kidding when I said this, but it's so true. They had wash tubs with bows and strings on them. They had mandolins. And I remember distinctly, you know, having people in the audience, more than one, that were playing spoons.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah.
That would be
and the
so
rhythm
much fun.
Of that was so incredible. I mean, to this day, I can close my eyes and I can hear those spoons tapping on people's, you know, thigh and their hands and fiddles and mandolins and guitars, and my goodness, it just enthused me, you know. So
now that's
and then,
sick.
Of course, when the British invasion came along, the Beatles performed February the 9th, 1964, on the Ed Sullivan Show. I was hopelessly hooked on music all my life, and it's so refreshing for me to hear someone like you talk about, you know, the different styles of music, like pop and that sort of thing, and intertwining that. Do you intertwine the different styles of music into your country style?
Well, I absolutely try to. I try to stick with my roots. I've had the honor and privilege of working with Carl Jackson and Ash Underwood, who have both had tremendous success as songwriters. Right. And one of the valuable things I've learned is to stick to my roots as a writer and take the feisty country girl attitude and write about many of the same emotions that we heard from Dolly Parton and Loretta Lynn decades ago, and updating it musically to blend in with today's trends.
My goodness. But, you know, what a perfect combination of, you know, being born in the Northwest, and especially, you know, Seattle is such a icon of, you know, pop and rock music, and then being transplanted back into Kentucky and being influenced by country. What a combination. Boy, I can really tell that there's going to be some great music for your fans out on the airwaves as you move forward here with your career.
Thank you. I'm really excited for them to hear the new title cut of the CD I'm working on now. I visited Seattle a couple months ago, and it was so beautiful that I had to write a song about it, and it's called Rain in Seattle, and I'm excited for that to get out there.
Oh, yes, yes. Christy, you have a great country sound. Why did you choose country music over the other styles of music?
Well, I found it to be the best way for me to relate to my audience. I can write about anything from humorous to heartbreaking, and it just really fits my personality the best.
Wonderful. Wonderful. You know, country music has always been such a staple on the music scene, and so many people love that, and especially, you know, those hardworking people that can really relate to what country songwriters write in their music. You know, and it's no small feat writing a song that becomes a top 10 or even a top 100 country song, and every songwriter has their own unique way of doing it. How do you go about writing a country song?
Well, I write about a lot of personal experiences, and I like to make fun of myself a lot, whether it's being a dumb blonde or spying on a boyfriend. I love to write about things that a lot of people are thinking and maybe have done, but they won't admit it. I think it gives my music a certain edge to sing about those things that we all feel but no one wants to say.
You are so right. You know, when a person first starts performing, especially at a young age, they play cover tunes written by other artists. Then, over time, they start writing a few of their own songs and interweaving into the mix. Tell us a little bit about how you finally got to the place where you started playing songs that you had written.
Well, after Cashbox signed me, I started getting a lot of airplay on the radio, and people at my shows would request songs that were on my CD, and it was truly living the dream when I would play those songs and see people at my shows singing the lyrics along with me.
Oh, what a feeling. I mean, there is no greater feeling in the world when people, you know, that you've never met in your life are sitting there singing along with you to the lyric that you wrote.
That's right.
That's awesome. Now, you know, performing in front of people, you know, is something that, you know, some people just get the heebie-jeebies. I was just talking with Linda Rodney, a blues funk soul singer, you know, from South Carolina, I believe, and she plays up at the Montreal Jazz Festival. But, you know, one of the strong points for Linda was her tremendous faith, and she said, you know, with that faith, everything is just, there's no fear. And,
no.
You know, I mean, it was just such a joy talking with her about how she prepares and shakes that feeling, you know, that you get those little butterflies in your stomach before you go on for a performance there. How do you prep for a performance when you look out, you know, behind stage there and just see, you know, this sea of people, you know, ready for the concert to begin?
Well, the best preparation is experience. It's just the practice and doing it over and over. But there are certain situations that make me a little nervous, and I just tell myself there is nothing bigger or stronger ahead of me than the power of God behind me.
Amen. Yeah.
And that
gets just
me
absolutely dissolves the fear, doesn't it? Makes it disappear.
Yeah. That's right.
Yep. So to date there, I mean, I know you're working very hard. You're writing a lot of songs there. How many CDs have you released to date?
I'm about to complete my sixth project. I have two Christian projects, two country, and one bluegrass, and I'm working on a country one now. And then
wow.
I'm working on a Christian one as well.
Wow. Now, are you still involved with the newspaper as well?
I am, yes. I am the editor and publisher, and I have a staff that helps with selling ads, and I have some that drive, that deliver papers and design ads. They're wonderful.
Wow. You know, I mean, I find that most people that stay busy are the people that really get so much accomplished there. And it sounds like to me that you've got a lot of things going on and a lot of things on your plate.
I do.
Well, Chrissy, how did you feel to get one of your songs on the country music charts for the very first time and hear a song that you had recorded on the radio?
It was truly a dream. It was just living the dream to know that I have support out there from my friends, and they're requesting and downloading the songs and helping it climb. It was just it's just a feeling I can't explain.
Yes, I mean it's just overwhelming. I mean, I sit there and as I do interviews there, and we always get to this question about, you know, what it felt like to hear it for the very first time there. And it's just such a humbling experience, you know, to realize that all the hard work that you put into it, the love and the passion that you've, you know, taken and interwoven into your music is recognized and appreciated. So it is. It's just a wonderful feeling, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'm so grateful to my friends and fans for that.
Yeah. Well, I find it very refreshing to find a country songwriter who values traditional country. Why have you chosen to interweave the traditional style into your style of songwriting?
Well, I feel that, you know, the Loretta Lynn and Dolly Parton style of music, that's what people fell in love with about country, and I don't want that to ever change. I just want to do my part to keep it going and connect with people in the same way. I love to listen to people and hear what they're going through, and you know, I always tell them, you know, I'm here to listen, but I can't promise you that it won't turn up in a song.
Yeah, you know,
they've been
warned.
Remember.
Yeah, you know, when I was growing up as a kid there, my father, you know, would we have a 19-inch black and white Zenith color black and white television. And I tell you, I remember to this day, I can close my eyes and I can actually visualize Porter Wagoner walking down the hall with those cowboy boots. And I'll never forget when Dolly Parton appeared on the show for the very first time there. And what an influence and an impact that was for that young lady, you know, to step into, the role of a songwriter and performer on a show that was so popular, you know, back in the 60s. It was awesome.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, the Internet is now playing a huge role in advertising and marketing music. What's your feeling about promoting music online, and have you found it beneficial for your career?
Absolutely, especially Facebook. I love the constant correspondence with my friends. I have over 5,000 friends, and I can immediately post when I find out about a show and maybe a project that's out, or, you know, just a funny status, like a funny quote or an inspirational quote that I can just keep a constant relationship and just say something on there that I think they'll laugh at, and which reminds me of a funny status I posted not long ago. It says, "I love how social networking has brought us all together so that we can have lunch with our phones."
Oh, yeah, you bet. I mean, that, you know, that one of the reasons that I only check my messages on my cell phone 3 times a day is because, you know, with everything that's going on, you know, in my life with InsiderMusic, Trivia.com, working with Cashbox Magazine, I tell you, you know, if I, you know, was on that phone, I'd never remove it from the side of my head, you know?
Right.
But anyway, most songwriters just don't make it to the top. What advice would you give a young country songwriter about what it takes to get their music on the charts?
I would tell a young songwriter to play and perform as much as they possibly can and never be too proud to take criticism. Even if it's harsh, constructive criticism only makes you stronger. Embrace it.
When I was in the Middle East, there a very good friend of mine, the Lamloon family, Aladdin Lamloon, gave me a T-shirt, and, of course, the front of it was Arabic, and I couldn't understand it, but on the back of it was the English interpretation, and it's a saying that's been around for eons of time, and that saying is, that which does not kill us makes us stronger.
That's
As time goes on, I keep, I think about that simple phrase there, that it are indeed the things that, are hardships, the adversity in our life, it truly does make us stronger and better at what we do. Wouldn't you agree?
I absolutely do. Many times our friends are afraid to tell us the truth because they don't want to hurt our feelings, and God love them for that, but I really also appreciate the ones who come forth and say, hey, when you do this on stage, it looks kind of awkward. It just helps, and you don't have to go through the embarrassment later of seeing yourself on film or whatever.
Well,
they tell you
growing
you
up as a child, that was one of the things that, especially on my dad's side of the family. On dad's side of the family, it was a firm handshake, don't touch me, other than a handshake. And on my mom's side of the family, it was hugs, kisses, and slobbers. I had the best of both worlds. So, I always did appreciate, though, when somebody was just brutally honest with me, because that told me that if something, needed to be improved, that I could go to work on it rather than somebody sugarcoating it and telling me something just, so it wouldn't hurt my feelings. So I agree with you 100% that, I would rather know the truth up front so, I could, make sure that it's portraying what I want portrayed to the people that I write music for. Don't you agree?
That's right. Yeah, because one day, you're going to be in front of someone who's really watching critically, and you want all that stuff fixed before you go before people who can make important decisions about your career.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, exactly what happened with you and Bruce Elrod there, with that preparation beforehand, and then by the time Bruce really heard what you were doing there, you had taken that to heart, interwoven that into your performance on stage and your songwriting. So by the time heard you, boom.
That's right.
So if anyone would like to find out, more about Christy Miller, where you'll be playing, hear some of your songs, or buy some of your singles and CDs, where do they need to go online to get that information?
Well, I post everything on Facebook, and I have a website that's under construction at this time. It is ChristyMiller.net. That is with a K, the pretty way, KristyMiller.net. And, of course, the songs are available on iTunes, CD Baby, Rhapsody, and Amazon.com.
Okay. Great. We will also post that, on the page that we put up for you for InsiderMusicTrivia.com as well there, along with, information about you. We'll post this interview as well and links where they can get a hold of you, if they want to get in touch with you for performances and that sort of thing. All that information will be on your page as well.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, Christy, what are your plans for the future?
Well, I'm very excited. Cashbox is putting me and a few other artists, John Russell being one of those artists, on a tour. And we're going to start out in Branson, and we're going to New Mexico and Oklahoma. And there's one show in Arkansas where I'll be opening for Justin Moore in a couple months. Excited about that. Yes, I'll be definitely.
Do you have any dates for these performances, especially over here in Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Branson?
They're not set in stone yet, but as soon as I know anything, I will post it.
Please do, because all three of those places, I live right in northeast Oklahoma. Arkansas is a mile and a half away from me in northwest Arkansas, and then Branson's just hop, skip, and a jump away there, so I'm going to catch all three shows.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Well, listen, Christy, it was a real pleasure visiting with you today, and I want to thank you, so much for taking time with us here at InsiderMusicTrivia.com. And I encourage all of our members to visit Christy Miller's website. It's still under construction, but it should be up very, very soon at www.christymiller.net. That's KristyMiller.net. I'll have a site link posted on the page. We'll keep all of our members at InsiderMusicTrivia.com posted on your activities, where you're going to be playing, and put the appropriate links up there so they can always stay in touch and go over to Facebook and literally visit with you there too.
Thank you, Randy.
You are welcome. So on behalf of InsiderMusicTrivia.com and all of the members, I'd like to wish you the very best in everything that you do now and in the future, Christy. You're a great songwriter with a wonderful country sound, and I know you're going to be a major recording artist in the country music scene. I look forward to doing another interview with you and catching one of your shows real soon.
I can't thank you enough, Randy. This has been a blast.
You bet. It's just such a joy visiting with you. So, Christy, you take care. And I'll see you on the next interview, okay?
Well, I wish you all the best. I can't wait to meet you in person. Thank you, Randy.
You bet. Take care. Bye now.